ABC Radio Australia.
There have been a few horror stories in recent years involving rugby union players from the Pacific who've accepted contracts to play overseas, and things have gone badly wrong for them. In the very worst examples, there have been cases where players felt so abandoned they took their own lives. But the chance for a talented Pacific player to head overseas is all too tempting, not least for the financial rewards. Right now, an online organisation called the Rugby Agents is advertising for players to join clubs in the United States, Spain and Romania, amongst others. So what are these clubs looking for? A touch of overseas glamour or a diamond in the rough, perhaps? And what protections are in place for those Pacific players who decide to make the trip? Questions for Jamie Simpson, who's a director with the Rugby Agents.
Every club likes the idea of bringing an overseas player in. It may be that they're just short of a singular position. So it could be that they just want someone to run the line out as a second row. So if I can get a tight head from overseas and they just want to travel and play rugby, it may be that they fit with the needs of a club in England. It may just be they're just happy to bring a player across because it's quite good for the culture of the club. So having a player that comes across has different ideas about training and the lifestyle and how to play rugby, and sometimes the skills that are transferred from an overseas player can be useful for a rugby club. So it might be the ball handling drills or the way that you prepare for a game or after game. So there's a few different bows to kind of an overseas player coming over to England or any other country.
Players from the Pacific seem to feature pretty much all over the world these days. Just about every national side has got two or three players in it who have Pacific heritage. Do you get clubs coming to you and they say, we'd like a Pacific player, we're looking for that flair player?
Clubs generally are open to players from any kind of background if they're of a level equivalent to what they're looking for. If you want a big ball carrying 12, for example, it may be that some of those Pacific players just fit that mould a bit better than a European player. That tends to be the way that sometimes there's certain positions which Pacific players just tend to be in a certain mould, and that mould may be what that particular club are looking for. But I wouldn't say clubs say, I want a Kiwi or I want an Aussie or I want a Fijian. It just tends to be, these are the attributes we're looking for. It can be a player from outside of that country. What have you got?
What sort of safeguards are there in place? Because we hear often stories of Pacific players who have hit the rocks when they've gone overseas. They've been left high and dry. They haven't been paid what they're told they were going to be paid. And culturally, people haven't understood them. So is that something that, as an agent, you can deal with and ensure that these players don't run into trouble?
Yeah, I think it's part of the course as an agent to be mindful of those situations. And what you tend to find is if, for example, a Fijian, there's generally someone at a club with some kind of Fijian background, in my experience anyway. So when you're trying to place a Fijian player, it's important that in terms of safeguarding, the checks that we do are making sure that all the references are accurate. Obviously, we speak to the player directly. And to be honest, these days, there's no real hiding place with the internet. So if he says that he plays for a certain club, obviously you can search that and make sure that that's accurate. All their footage, you can make sure that the person that you're seeing looking like they're the best player on the pitch, you're going to make sure that that's the same name as you've been given. All those kind of things are obviously important. And then once you speak to the club, it's important that someone from the club speaks to that individual specifically. And if it's a Fijian, then it makes sense for him to speak to a Fijian at that club, to someone from their own background. They can discuss what the club's like and all the questions they want to ask, they can ask directly to that person rather than feeling, oh, I'm not sure if I can ask that question to the head coach or the president at the club. And to be honest, it's better from an agent point of view to be brutally honest about where they're going than to try and glam up where they're going and then once they realise, then wanting to come home. Because as an agent, there's no benefit to you exaggerating the level of a club or the accommodation or the package that they're getting.
Do you deal exclusively with the player, and presumably if it's a younger player, maybe with parents or family as well? Or do you also deal with the players' unions? Because of course, particularly in the Pacific, that the unions like to know what's happening to their players, and they get a bit twitchy if they don't and players go overseas without permission.
The younger players, we'd certainly speak to their parents. Generally, they want their parents to be involved in that process because they've got to discuss it with them. So it's easier just to have them all on a Zoom call or something similar, or just a phone call and ask questions as and when. I haven't had a situation where a union has wanted to speak to me about a player, but If they did, it wouldn't be an issue. It's just generally they don't tend to get involved in those scenarios, unless it's obviously a national player whose coach wants to discuss where he's going and why he's going, which again, we would be happy to discuss those issues if they came up.
And just to point out, I mean, that there is potential here for, I would suggest, players who are right up to and just below the elite level to make an international move. Would that be fair?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. There's no real restrictions, and it's just understanding, I suppose, the level that they're playing at and then finding an equivalent kind of standard for them to play overseas where they're going to be challenged but also develop their skills at the same time.
It's Jamie Simpson, director of the web-based recruitment agency, The Rugby Agents, on the line from England.